All right. Hi, I am Sharon Bohr from the University of Dubuque with the Voices Ahead of the Curve Oral History Project. And today I'm speaking with Mrs. Alice Stubblefield on November 13th, 2014. All right. Mrs. Stubblefield, would you tell me what years you came to the University of Dubuque and what you were studying?
I came in the area of science, okay. Mainly the biological sciences, for the years 1964 through 1967.
All right.
Through 1966.
Okay.
Part of 1967.
All right. Why did you come to University of Dubuque?
Mainly because I got a full scholarship.
Really? How so? Or how did the scholarship come about?
I was dealing mainly with academics from, I started off in 1962 at Mary Holmes Junior College in Mississippi. So therefore, they were following me and my academic standards all the way of my freshman and sophomore year. And I guess since I had done so well in my freshman and sophomore years, they gave me a full scholarship as a transfer from Mary Holmes Junior College to the University of Dubuque, academically.
Okay. Now, your first college and maybe even, well, actually, sorry, excuse me, I'm going to back up a little bit. Where did you grow up?
I grew up mainly in McDonough, Georgia.
Okay.
Graduated from Henry County High School in 1962.
And then went on to the junior college?
Right.
All right. Did you grow up in an integrated high school?
No, I did not.
No, okay. Was your junior college integrated?
No, it was not.
No. Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about the experience coming to University of Dubuque to the integrated college as opposed to the junior college before?
Truthfully, it never occurred to me. Mm-hmm. Because I always thought as a student, no matter what color, mm-hmm. Or I should say nationality, mm-hmm. And I never thought of students as being black and white. They were students there to get an education.
Okay, good deal. So while you're at the University of Dubuque, I found in a yearbook that you played basketball.
No, you did not.
I didn't?
No, I did not play basketball. I don't know where that came about.
Well, then, I have no idea where that came about either. I apologize. were you involved in any organizations on campus?
I was the Gamma Phi Delta.
Oh, okay. Would you tell me a little bit about that?
It was a very nice experience. With the girls, enjoyed the group situation.
Awesome. Was there any special memories with the Gammas or any, maybe how
all
you were initiated?
All of them. from the day of from pledging, mm-hmm. all the way through till we left.
All great memories?
All great memories.
Okay, what kind of things would you do with the sorority?
Did we do?
Yeah.
We washed cars. We had parties. And we just hung out together.
Okay. Well, good. Let's see. Well, maybe this might be wrong since I was wrong about the basketball. Were you on the Women's House Council?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good. I'm glad I got that one right.
That you got right.
Well, will you tell me a little bit about your involvement on the Women's House Council?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Oh, sorry. Would you tell me a little bit about your involvement on the Women's House Council?
With that, you got to know most of the students in your dorm.
Okay.
And mainly because any questions asked, they will come to you to try to get the answer to those, and you just sat and you talked.
Okay. Well, how did you come about being on the council?
I'm I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How did you, how were you put on the council? Did you apply?
No, I didn't apply. I was nominated by the students and the head, the headmaster.
Oh, okay. And then, so did you live in the dorms all through college?
Yes, I did.
Okay, which dorm did you live in?
Atchison.
Oh, all right. That's where I lived this past year.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. How was your experience in the dorm the first year or on the council?
It was fantastic. You have to remember, I came in as an upperclassman.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I had a special room assignments.
Okay.
I had the triples.
Oh, okay.
The triple room.
Oh, the bigger
room.
Where
I could have two roommates, and that's how I enjoyed it.
Good. Were your roommates chosen for you? Or did
some? Yes. The first year, yes. The second year, I could choose.
Oh, okay. Did you room with other African American students, or were you roomed with white students?
I did not. I've never roomed with African American students.
Oh, okay. That was a question we asked another person that we interviewed, alumni, and so it's interesting getting the results. Would you tell me about other friends on campus, or what were kind of the social activities or social areas, gathering places on campus?
Well, mainly the social gathering place was in the what do you call that room in the when we went to socialize? Oh, it was called the student union. So that's where we mainly socialized.
Okay.
At that time, and we socialized with everybody. There were only 22 blocks, so everybody socialized with everybody.
Awesome. What kind of things would you do in the social union or student union?
We played cards, we danced, we talked. Sometimes you would just go in there and listen to music, read, do homework, whatever. And you ate sandwiches, pizzas, whatever.
Okay, so they served food down there still?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you mind, I know that you're married to Bill Stubblefield, correct?
Right.
Okay, how did the two of you meet? If you don't mind
asking.
Well,
you know, he was pledging to the files.
Okay.
At that time, and I was a pledge for the gamuts. Mm-hmm. So the files had a party, and he asked me to that party.
Oh.
From that day on, we've been together.
Well, look at that. You didn't. So you met him pretty soon into college?
Well, about 6 months after I came to Dubuque.
Okay. Were there?
I met him earlier, but we hooked up, I guess, about 6 months later.
Okay. Did you know any students before you came to University of Dubuque?
Yes, I did. Actually, there were about 5 or 6 students who transferred with me from the junior college to the University of Dubuque. So those students I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I didn't know them the first year I came, the second year, because they transferred after I got there.
Oh, okay.
So there was one student who transferred with me.
A girl.
And I didn't know he was going to be there
okay. Until
I met him there.
Oh, well, there you go. Were your parents at all anxious about sending you so far away from home?
Not really. We all knew that the number one priority in my family was getting an education.
Okay.
So therefore, and we were not the wealthiest family around.
Yeah.
So therefore, if there was any way in which we could achieve that, and then therefore, so be it. No matter where it would be. So when I got the full scholarship, of course, I went to wherever the scholarship was. It so happens that the University of Dubuque was one of the best choices I could have made.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Let me see, where was I going to go? While you were at the University of Dubuque, was there quite a bit of partying going on at the school? With drinking or smoking or anything?
That we never saw that. That was against the rules.
Okay.
So you never did that. Smoking, maybe, but not drinking.
Oh, okay, not in the dorms at all or anything?
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 not, there were no smoking in the dorms.
Oh, okay.
No smoking nor drinking in the dorms.
All right.
That was not allowed.
Not allowed at all.
No.
So while you're on the council, you helped enforce that?
Right.
Okay. Did you ever venture outside of the campus? I've heard a lot of other alumni say that the campus was almost a bubble within the university.
Well, it was a bubble, but sometime you would go downtown Dubuque to the movies, or sometime you would go to little small towns outside of the campus. I guess Platteville, other little small towns.
Okay.
And then by being so far from home, we didn't travel all the way back home on certain short vacations or whatever. And sometime we would go visit other parents of students, you know, the other students in the Chicago area.
Okay.
For those holidays.
Oh, well, good. Which holidays would you go home for?
Oh, mainly Christmas.
Okay.
Whatever the long holidays were.
Did you ever go home for Thanksgiving, or was that when you would visit someone else?
No, that was the too short of a deal.
Okay.
I think we had like 4 days or something.
Oh, okay. did your sister end up going to University of Dubuque?
No.
I might be confusing you.
I was the only one.
You were the only one. Okay. Did any of your other siblings attend college anywhere? Or do you have any siblings?
The Atlanta colleges.
Okay, they attended school. So you were the only one that attended school in Iowa?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Were there any other... Oh, I'm supposed to ask you. What is it? McCormick Gymnasium was around when you were here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Was.
Good. What do you have any favorite memories or favorite or perhaps a story, something that happened at McCormick that you'd be willing to share?
I was going to say, I don't know whether it's favorite memories. I do have memories of it. One is, you know where my dorm was, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And do you know where the McCormick gym was, right?
Yes.
Okay. We had required swimming.
Okay.
In December and January, getting from McCormick gym back to your dorm, your hair was frozen.
Oh, no.
Because we did not have the dryers and all of those other new things, you know, gadgets, mm-hmm. you know, to deal with.
Yeah.
So we had to come back to our room to dry our hair, to do everything. And if you were a freshman, that was hard because you didn't have the privilege of planning your schedule. Mm-hmm. Where you will have a free period after gym.
Oh,
sometimes
no.
The girls had to go to class with wet hair.
Oh, no. Was that ever you?
That was bad. But I remember those times, but now I look back on it and I say, my goodness, those were still good times.
Good. Something to look on and laugh.
Yeah.
All right. Any other... Was physical education required in McCormick?
No.
No, it,
no,
wasn't.
It wasn't. The only one was swimming.
Swimming was required?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. How were your classes? How were the studies at university?
Fantastic.
Okay.
All of the professors, mm-hmm. all of the classes prepared me for what I really wanted to go into and what I came there for. Okay. I knew that I was in the area of science, so was my second home.
Well, good. I know some students now who would completely agree and say the same thing. They spend all of their time there.
That is for sure.
Good. And your professors were all good professors that helped you?
Fantastic professors.
Okay, great. What would you say about other students? Were they all as dedicated as you? Maybe not so much?
Well, most for the large part of it, most of them were.
Okay.
Because they had the goal that they came there for, and that's what they were trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. And they all stuck to it?
They stuck to it.
Good. Were there any favorite, or maybe memories from the dorms or from just any special memories that you'd like to share from University of Dubuque?
Getting together with friends, my roommate, we became very close friends.
Okay.
I was the best, her maid of honor at her wedding.
Oh, wow.
So forth. So we were like sisters. So now you understand what I mean by it didn't matter what nationality you were.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. And she was the roommate that you chose to live with?
No.
Oh.
That's the one I was with when I came there, and that's the one we stayed with, and which I remain as a friend.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Let's see. Then, so you said, what did you do after college?
Well, after I graduated in 1966,
okay.
May 1966, that's when I received my degree.
Okay.
But I did my student teaching there at the high school there in Dubuque from September 1966 to January 1967.
Okay.
That's why I said 67 before.
Okay, so just the first month of 67.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after I finished that, I didn't go directly into teaching because I really wanted to go into the labs. So
okay.
I became a microbiologist at University of Illinois Research in Chicago.
Oh, wow. And did you enjoy that experience? You were prepared for that from the University of Dubuque?
I was prepared for that, but I found out that that's really not what I really wanted to do because I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So I had the background for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into teaching.
Okay.
Working with students. Exactly what I wanted to do.
And then you did that for the rest of your life?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did Bill graduate the same time as you?
No, I graduated a year before he graduated. He graduated in 1967.
Okay.
May of 1967. I graduated in 1966 in May.
All right.
I just came back and did my student teaching.
Okay.
After I had graduated.
Okay. And when were the two of you married?
We got married May 20th, 1967.
All right. Right after you graduated.
Yes. Yep.
Good. All right. Well.
Yeah. I graduated a year before I got married.
Okay.
Because I worked in Chicago before I got married.
Okay. So you were away from the university and Mr. Stubblefield.
Yes.
Then. Okay. Let's see. Well, are there any other organizations or experiences or positive, not so positive memories that you'd like to share?
Actually, they were all positive. And I now that I think about it, I really can't think of any thing that was really not positive about the University of Dubuque. At the time, maybe I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back on it, I enjoyed my stay at the University of Dubuque.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad that it was a great experience. Really, really
Yes.
glad. How are you involved with the university at all now?
Well, we go back to homecomings
okay.
whenever, you know, we can.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, we haven't because of health reasons.
Okay.
So, and we're very close to one of the members of the board.
Oh, all right.
Who will be at our house in a few weeks?
Well, look at that. Very close indeed.
Yeah. You have to remember, the friends you develop there are friends for life.
Yeah.
So, and therefore, yeah.
That holds true with both of you?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being so willing to interview. You've gave me plenty to work with, so I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime, anytime.
Well, thank you, and I really, truly, I am in your debt. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon, okay?
All right, well, have a great great rest of your day, and hopefully I'll be getting your form in the mail soon.
Right, you will.
Okay.
You will.
Wonderful, and then you should be getting a copy of the transcript.
Oh, okay, then.
When it gets all
well,
typed
thank
up.
You so much.
Thank you. This has been very pleasant. I've enjoyed this.
Okay, then.
Bye. Have a nice night.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.